Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Meh Meh Total Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody, and welcome in to an all-new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I could not have just two more complete opposite bands as a topic for this week's show. But hey, you know what? I'm going for it. We're reaching, and we're going to achieve that goal together. Hey, real quick, while recording this episode, some news broke about a Van Halen tribute run of concerts that's being put together by Sammy Hagar, and I just feel like that news needs kind of like its own extra bit of attention. Oh, I have some things to say about it. So stay tuned to our YouTube page just for like a separate video thing that I'm going to be making addressing that, sharing my thoughts. Just wanted to get it out there. I see the news, but I feel like it needs its own thing. So stay tuned for that. But hey, while I'm speaking about the YouTube channel, please make sure you give us a like and subscribe over there. Just throw Thrill Me Podcast Network in your Google machine. It'll pop up. And if you're feeling extra froggy, leave us a review as well, man. That always helps these shows grow. Also, if this is your first time tuning in, please give me a like and a follow on whatever podcast station you are listening to. I greatly appreciate it. I love and just appreciate all the support that's given to us. Help us grow, man. We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And we have a lot of things fun planned for the new year, for monthly live get-togethers. Just a lot of cool stuff's coming down the pike, and I want you guys to be a part of it, man. So please like and subscribe, be a friend, tell a friend, and leave us some reviews.
1, 2.
Okay. Topic number one, which I'm sure you've figured out by the title of this episode or just by that short clip I played just now, is the Beatles and their new song, Now and Then. All right, here's the part of the show where I say welcome. I hope I don't piss you off when I say these things, but I've always thought of the Beatles as kind of like a boring, maybe dare I say, overrated band. Their music never hit me as something I just needed to or wanted to listen to. Hey, I'm going on a long car ride. Hey, do you want to throw on some Beatles? No thanks, I'd rather stay awake for this trip so I don't get in a wreck. It's just too slow for my taste. I do recognize, I'm not stupid. No matter what you hear from people, I'm not stupid. I do recognize that they wrote some incredible songs. Musically, the structure, lyrically, they're masterminds. They're brilliant when it comes to making music and writing songs. They just lack that higher gear that I look for in music that I like to listen to. Not throwing any shade, not putting any hate for people that love them. I'm so glad you love this band. I'm so glad you have a band that you love. They're just not for me. For example, in a song like Revolution, to me, there could not be a bigger tease of a song in the history of music. That opening, just killer guitar riff, that hit on the drums, that scream. You're like, oh man, what's coming? What's coming? What's about to hit? And it's just kind of blah to me. It's just like, what is going on? But there is a song that I do like that's called The End. And as a drummer, I'm sure you could probably guess why I do. You could probably guess why I like this song. As a fan of rock music and this rock history, I appreciate and I respect everything that the Beatles have ever done. And as a drummer, I look at Ringo Starr as a legend, man. It's in his name, Star. He is a legend behind a drum kit. I'm just not a big fan. Like my friend Jordan Gastly is a giant Beatles fan. I mean, maybe I can get him on the show. Well, he's been on here before. Maybe we can get him back on the show and do a proper Beatles episode, maybe like a 10 song, top 10 songs list or something. Or maybe me just kind of figuring out what is so awesome about the Beatles. But that's not just a Jordan. If any of you guys out there are big Beatles fans that want to come on and talk to me about them, please, I welcome. The door is wide open for somebody to come out and join me for an episode. Okay, so after hearing all of that, Why am I talking about them today on the show? Well, recently, a little making of, kind of behind the scenes thing came out about them making the song Now and Then. It's on Disney Plus. It's only about 14 minutes long. So I decided, you know what? Hey, I'm going to check it out. I'm gonna check it out and I'm going to discuss it on the show, man. So let's dive into that show. First impressions, I freaking loved that just autobiography thing that they put together. I am already a sucker for any kind of band or musical behind the scenes footage. This was so well put together. I mean, it wasn't drawn out. It starts with just kind of like this narration by Sir Paul McCartney. And he just tells this beautiful short story about how it worked for the Beatles back in the day and how losing John really felt like everything was just over for the band. But an opportunity came about in the mid-90s to make a song with John once again. A demo he made before he passed away was still floating around out there. And listening to them talk about that and just hearing the joy in their voices, knowing that they could work on another song with John, was kind of emotional, man. Like listening to their excitement about not only working with their friend again, but just their joy of making music, it was touching. I really liked that. It was awesome, man. So they were able to get a hold of a demo, but they had some struggles that came along with isolating the piano versus the vocals and all that stuff. John's son was actually a part of the documentary and talked about John being a dad and about being around while his dad was recording these demos. And to me, that was super cool as well. I enjoyed hearing that. They cut to different clips of, you know, Ringo and George and Paul playing instruments and kind of talking about how they wanted to build the song around what John had already recorded. And that kind of stuff is just fun to watch for me, man. Like watching those Legos be put together in a musical format to me is just, it's awesome. It's really, really cool. Unfortunately, technology wasn't as strong as in the 90s as it is now, so it was kind of put on the back burner. Then unfortunately, George Harrison passed away in 2001, which was a brutal hit to them all, man. It was kind of like a big punch in the gut, and you can kind of just hear that in the way Paul is talking about it. In fact, it took them another, 21 years to find the right time to try and record the song Now and Then again. But good news, nowadays, technology is in a much, much better place. They could actually separate any sound from any track and isolate each part of what John originally wrote. And now they can mix it and they can make a proper Beatles record. Paul added the bass. Once he did that, he called up Ringo. Ringo came down and added drums to the track. What they did for George was actually a really great tribute. They kind of took some of the guitar playing that he played back in the mid-90s. And they kind of added a slide sound to it, and then they added that into the mix, man. The clips of the past, of them talking about memories, it's probably my favorite part of the whole thing put together. Like the song part, the song structure part, and then like the old pictures, the old videos, them talking about old times was just kind of like, it was very touching, man. Like I said, it's an emotional trip through this journey of writing a song that spans decades, but it's not long and drawn out, which I loved about that. So I highly recommend anybody going out there and watching that documentary, man. As somebody who's not a Beatles fan, I absolutely loved it. So I recommend that. Off the top, first things first, that documentary was beautifully, perfectly done. I loved it. Okay. Now on to the song in the music video. I think it's a fine song. It's typical Beatles stuff to my ear. Not my cup of tea. It doesn't kind of give me any vibes of, yes, this is something I'm going to want to listen to all the time. Now, the video for the song was very well done. The song going along with it is like the kind of perfect soundtrack of like a short story they were telling there as well, man. Showing the current Paul and Ringo playing alongside the old George and the old John was really cool, man. Plus all the old pictures and all the old videos of them through the years is just very touching. The whole thing is just kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a subdued kind of like experience that you just, like, you feel like you're a part of the story that they're putting together, man. And I really enjoyed that. It's not a song that I'm going to search out and want to listen to again, but if the video's on, I'm definitely going to watch it, if that makes any sense whatsoever. The song is what it is. It's fine. Let me know what you guys think of that short documentary called Now and Then. It's on Disney Plus, streaming right now. And let me know what you guys think about the song. And if you're wanting to come on the show, like I said earlier, to talk to me about the Beatles, please reach out. I'll do a whole episode only dedicated to the Beatles, if that's what anybody wants to come on and talk about. Because please tell me about this band. Tell me what I'm missing. Show me the goodness. Because I already plan on doing a Ringo Starr episode. Like I said, I'm a drummer. I like to isolate different drummers and talk about them. I can see, I kind of have this idea in my head of Ringo versus Keith Moon. I think that's two guys that are really tied together for their era. I would kind of like to contrast and compare those two drummers. But if somebody wants to come on and talk only Beatles, please reach out and let me know. Also in the comments, let me know what you think about the song. And, you know, suggest some songs for me to check out for somebody that has like a heavier, faster, more rock and roll driven taste. Suggest some songs to me, man. I greatly appreciate it. All right. Before moving on to the next topic of the show, I want to take a quick little break right here and play a metal cover of a rap song. This version of this song just recently re-entered my brain maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I forgot how much I loved it. So, of course, I'm going to be sharing it with you all right now. And I'm actually going to dedicate this song to Mr. Wonderful Man. So make sure you crank it up, turn it up. We'll be right back.
Can't deny when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. What the fuck? Did you notice that butt was stuck deep with the jeans she's wearing? I'm hooked and I can't stop staring.
Oh baby,
I wanna get richer and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got.
Why did it go
hard? That's smooth skin. Wanna get my bands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes you wet that ass coming.
I've seen them dancing. Hell with romance if she's wet, wet. Gonna go like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying five words are the thing to the average black man asking that. She got a pack rush back. Oh, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Your girlfriend got the butt.
Hell yeah.
Shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Hey, I got no. Maybe God's die.
Myself, I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home. And I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silk or bucks are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. So find that juicy double. Heavy gaze in trouble. Baby boy, it's that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Watching these bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like a bojo. I work to the big soul sisters. I wanna get richer. I won't cuss or hit ya. But I gotta be strict when I say I wanna.
I'm right.
A lot of pets won't like this song. Some punks that hit and quit it. I'd rather stay and play. Cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get my friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
run with my Mercedes.
Venture out, stay it out. Even white boys got to shout. Get me up and go. Baby's got that.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection.
Oh, baby. 36,
24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend rolls a Honda. When workout chased by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda.
Right out of God, I just want Honda that you got. But fine.
Your two-side benzo sucks. But please don't lose that butt. Some folks wanna play that hard rock and tell you that the butt ain't gold. So they toss it and leave it. And I'm born quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and the curves start kicking. Now I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole teams in the magazines. You ain't in this thing. Give me sister, can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. So I'm never gonna try to diss. Cause the girls were on my list. Yeah, game, but he chose to hit them. And I pull up quick to get with them. So raise up the buddies round. If you want a triple X, throw down. Got 714, now move that floor. Shake that dopey ass.
Hey, I'm back home. Baby, God, God.
face with an IE booty.
Little in the middle, but she got much back.
Missy face with an IE booty.
Little, but she got much back.
Little in the middle.
Welcome back into the show. That was Baby Got Back by an awesome little band called Throwdown. That breakdown's so good. Those streams are so good. I love when there's metal versions of popular songs. That's something I'm going to want to do often, man. There's a couple of metal versions of songs that I just love and I repeat all the time. And I know you people that are listening to this for the Beatles talk hear something like that and you're like, that's what he's into? I'm sorry, people. That's just what my brain enjoys, but to each their own. I always say that. I love people that love the Beatles. I'm so glad you guys have something you like. I have something I like, and it's music, man. We all love music. That's why we're here. That's why I love doing this show. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about that cover of Baby Got Back. Moving on to the next agenda. I could not, in good conscience as a drummer, do an episode of my show without talking about the news of Slipknot parting ways with their drummer, Jay Weinberg. I'm going to read a couple articles and then I'm going to share my thoughts because I think it sucks. I mean, that's my thoughts. I think it sucks. I feel like he was a perfect fit with that band. And, you know, moving on from a legend, an absolute mastermind behind the drum kit, and Joey Jordison, I feel like they found a great guy that was a smooth transition. And now they're moving on again, which it seems like this might be something Corey Taylor does often. Is he this generation's Dave Mustaine? Did I say it? I did just say it. But I'm going to read a couple articles and then we're going to go on from there. If you don't know anything about Jay Weinberg, he is a phenomenal drummer. He can play just about any style. I mean, maybe you've heard of his dad. His dad was Max Weinberg for the Max Weinberg 7 on the Conan O'Brien show. And then he played for this little indie artist. Maybe some of you guys have heard of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Yeah, who's a part of that? So, you know, no big deal who his dad is. But Jay is a phenomenal drummer in his own right. But moving on, let's read the first article here. Slipknot says they are intent on evolving and that the new direction is without drummer Jay Weinberg. It is always a sticky situation when a band parts ways with one of its band members, but it happens all the time. I can name hundreds of bands that have undergone major personal changes throughout their careers, and they're still popular today. I mean, whether it's from AC/DC to Black Sabbath. I mean, Slipknot have announced that they are moving on without their drummer. I mean, what's the reasoning? They say it's creative differences, but I mean, really? I mean, I could see them trying to go in a different direction, but there's nothing that Jay can't play. So it doesn't make sense to me. But anyways, on Sunday, November 5th, Slipknot posted the statement on their social accounts to announce the news. We would like to thank Jay Weinberg for his dedication and passion over the past 10 years. No one can ever replace Joey Jordison's original sound, style, or energy, but Jay honored Joey's parts and contributed to the last three albums, and we, the band, and the fans appreciate it. They then added, but as ever, Slipknot is intent on evolving. The band has decided to make a creative decision and to part ways with Jay. We wish Jay all the best and are very excited for what the future holds. This is a pretty big change for Slipknot. Weinberg had been a member of the band for the last 10 years. He became a part of Slipknot after their founding drummer, Jordy Jordison, left and was welcomed by fans with open arms and ears. Weinberg also performed on three of the band's most successful studio albums, 2014's Five, The Gray Chapter, 2019's We Are Not Your Kind, and 2022's The End So Far. Joining Slipknot seems something of a dream come true for Weinberg. He's the son of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's drummer Max Weinberg, so music runs in the family. He even went to see Slipknot as a kid. This isn't the first lineup change for Slipknot, though. The band parted ways with their original band member Craig Jones and Chris Finn in 2023 and 2019, respectively. As mentioned earlier, they split with their original drummer, Jordison, as well, but he tragically passed away in July of 2021. Now, Weinberg has issued his own statement on the matter, saying he was heartbroken and blindsided to receive the call, but is massively appreciative of all the fans for their support. Or as Weinberg puts it, this isn't the end, and I'm thrilled to discover what the future has in store for us. I sometimes wonder what it would be like to pay a visit to my wide-eyed 10-year-old self falling head over heels in love with a new and exciting sound and culture, and tell him in the last 10 years, even the hardest days, I would like to think that he'd be stoked about the adventure that was in store for him. I was heartbroken and blindsided to receive the phone call that I did on the morning of November 5th, the news of which most of you learned shortly after. However, I've been overwhelmed by and truly grateful for the outpouring of love and support I've received from this incredible community I consider to be my creative and artistic home. Super bummer, man. Feel bad for him. Feels like something he poured all of his heart and soul into, and then to just be released kind of like out of the blue, which seemingly seems like out of the blue, has got to be something super tough, man. So I do wish him the best. I hope he moves on to another awesome project, because the dude can play the shit out of the drums, man. I love watching that man play. He's awesome. He's really, really good. Okay, so who could be the next drummer for Slipknot? I mean, nothing has been announced yet. All eyes are currently on this drummer named Jeremy Kling, who recently stepped away from Venom Inc. due to logistical reasons, with the air quotes around it. And he's been in a number of extreme metal bands. Slipknot doesn't have any shows booked until April of next year, but songs are currently being worked on, and I'm sure they'll want to find someone on the throne sooner rather than later. I hope Jay lands on his feet, honestly, and I really wish him well, man, and I know whatever band or project that he is a part of or does next, it will be awesome. I mean, I've seen him play shows. I watch videos of him all the time. I mean, I even seen this video of him playing with the E Street Band, filling in for his dad, because the dude can literally play, he can play anything, man. He's just an awesome drummer, which is why the news is even more weird, because whatever direction Slipknot wants to go in, I am positive that Jay could manage it. I mean, but they moved on in the past, so I guess it's just a part of what their deal is. Speaking of that, I just wanted to kind of revisit their split with Joey Jordison. It kind of feels like one of those moment in time things that is just weird. So I found another article where Jordison did an interview talking about that split. And it goes on to say, Jordison parted ways with the metal outfit Slipknot in 2013, with his departure being cited at the time as due to personal reasons. He had been in the group since 1995, releasing 4 albums with the band. Last week, the musician revealed that ill health was the reason for him being unable to perform with the group. Jordison suffers from a neurological disorder, and speaking to Metal Hammer, the Styxmen claimed that he was fired over email. There was no band meeting, there was nothing from management, nothing, none, nada. It was all a stupid fucking email, he says. I was out of the band. I had busted my ass my whole life to help create. That's exactly what happened, and it was hurtful. I didn't deserve that shit after what I'd done and everything I'd been through. They got confused about my health issues, and obviously, I didn't even know what it was at first. They all just thought I was screwed up on drugs, which I was not at all. In the interview, it goes on to say he would have been open to rejoining the group after meeting in person and talking and hugging things out. But unfortunately, that didn't come to be. As I said earlier, he tragically passed away. Not only was he a phenomenal drummer, but he had an amazingly just big heart. He cared so much about his bandmates, calling them brothers, and just wanted to reconcile with them. And he loved the fans so much, man. So his legend will live on through the albums that he put out, through the videos that you can go and watch. And for me personally, he is arguably up there in that group. For some of the greatest drummers of all time. I mean, there's groove masters, and then there's just scientists behind a drum kit. You know, people like Neil Peart or The Rev or Joey Jordison here that are like the Sheldon Coopers of the drum world. And all of these guys will be greatly missed. So, and you know, I can't think of a better way to end the show than that right there, man. I feel like that's a perfect comparison. Joey Jordison, Neil Peart, The Rev, or Sheldon Coopers of the drum world. So, man, thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, leave us a like, and let me know what you guys think of all the topics that I talked about here, man. But until next time, stay safe, enjoy your Thanksgiving, but most importantly, stay metal. We'll see you next time. Hey, that's the show for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And join us here at the Thrill Me Podcast Network, where you can check out phenomenal shows like Haunters Podcast, The Review of Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Core Memory Unlocked. We greatly appreciate you. And until next time, stay metal.